Greetings. My name is Doug Mell, and I am UW Stout's Communications Director. Welcome to the first issue of About Stout. This show is intended to give us at UW Stout another avenue to tell students, faculty, and staff and the public about all the wonderful, innovative, and interesting things that happen every day on campus. We are always looking for new ways to get the word out about Stout, and we hope you enjoy this new program. With me today is Chancellor Sorensen, who just completed his 19th academic year. It just seems like yesterday, doesn't it, Chancellor, when you stepped on campus?
I came as a very young man, Doug.
And you're still a very young man.
Yeah, I'm still very young. But I think that it went by very quickly. We all come to jobs to stay 5 or 6 years and leave. But fortunately, I did stay 19 years and beyond, because I think only then and only then can a leader bring some real change to university.
Well, we're going to talk about that change in this first edition of About Stout. This is the first year that you had an opportunity to give a commencement address as Wisconsin's Polytechnic University, a designation that UW-Stout received from the Board of Regents in March. A lot of other people's time went into pursuing this designation. You met with groups on campus, right. You met with regents, traveled all over the state talking to people, met with faculty and staff on campus, met with the public, business groups, a lot of work. Why do you think getting this designation was so important for Stout?
It was a lot of work. We spent almost 4 years on this. And I think that what it does is underscore our unique and special mission at UW-Stout, one we've had for 100 years in terms of applied philosophy of education, outreach, lab-based instruction. So it underscores what we've always done very, very well.
When we went to the Board of Regents meeting at UW Parkside in March, we gave a presentation, and the next day the board voted and was unanimous, and you could tell that the Board of Regents really embraced this idea. I mean, there was no contrary words. I think when the person made the motion, they said, "I wholeheartedly make the motion." When the regent made the motion, it was unanimous, the vote was. Why do you think the regents embraced this idea?
Well, I think that we put together a good leadership team at UW-Stout. We carved out a vision with the faculty and staff and students, a vision with the Polytechnic. I think it showed through as we presented that. And they want schools to step up, to look at a visionary future and put that in place. So I think they applauded our forward thinking on this issue.
Did the fact that nobody raised one opposition at all, did that surprise you? I mean, it's hard to get anything through the UW system.
Right.
I mean, because there's a lot of people, there's a lot of officials. You have campuses all over the state, and
it did surprise me, because I think that the polys aren't unique to or common to the Midwest. It's California, it's New York, it's Southeast and Southwest. So it did surprise me somewhat, but I do think they saw clearly a plan that fit our distinct tradition, our history, and they certainly love the mission.
Yeah. Obviously, we're always concerned first and foremost here with students. And you probably ask this a lot, but if I'm a student coming to UW-Stout, why is it better for me to come to Wisconsin's Polytechnic University rather than just UW-Stout without the designation?
Well, I think that it does go back to a point I made earlier. It underscores who we are. It adds distinction in the corporate and business world. It adds distinction for our peer groups throughout the country. We now are paired up with schools like Cal Poly, San Luis Obispo, so that students know they join the ranks of a very prestigious group of schools, and that adds prestige to their degree, and it adds something to the total, I think, view of UW-Stout.
What do you think the reaction has been so far by students? Do you think they understand what a polytechnic?
Well, I think for the most part they do, and I think that we try to make it very clear we're not dropping programs, we're not going to make significant changes. This is a foundation to build upon, and I think that they enjoy the prestige now, very high placement rate, high salaries when they leave here. A lot of good things happen at UW-Stout, and this allows us to, I think, step even further into the future with our unique designation.
We went to the Board of Regents meeting to gain this designation with the endorsement of the academic staff.
Absolutely.
And with the endorsement of the Faculty Senate and the Stout Student Association. Why do you think that faculty and staff and academic staff bought in?
Well, you know, there was pushback by some elements on campus, and we really appreciated that, because they forced us to clarify our thinking. But I think in the end, they saw that this was not a change. It was not a redirection. It was allowing us to further strengthen who we are. And I think in the final analysis, people stepped back and saw that and said, yeah, this is a very good idea because it can bring more visibility to UW-Stout, more notoriety in a good sense, and it will.
We also are always worried about the taxpayers. Do you think the taxpayers are going to benefit?
Love this because we're going to be a lot more aggressive in economic development and outreach and providing more support for corporations, applying applied research, getting NSF grants and NIH grants to the campus, really trying to foster entrepreneurship so out of these ideas can come new businesses. I think the big winners are going to be the students and then the taxpayers in that order.
As with any major proposal of this kind, there's always misperceptions. And I think the one that we hear most is that with this designation, we're starting to tilt towards a technical school or a technical college and getting away from the comprehensive university.
Yeah, I've heard that too. And I think if you look at it, we tried to model our thinking around Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, a school about twice our size. They have probably 20 more programs than we do. They're much more comprehensive. They have liberal arts and performing arts and fine arts so that the polys, we can define the polytechnic based on our traditions and our history and the way we want to define that. So actually, most polytechnics are broader based than we are in terms of programs. So I think that we have to lay that aside, so that really isn't true. We're not trying to clone Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. We're trying to build on who we are as UW-Stout.
But you would like to get broader. I mean, you've said in the past that you believe with only 30 programs we're a little bit hamstrung. I mean, so instead of actually getting rid of programs, we need to add.
I've challenged the deans, the faculty, the provost to look at new programs because we need probably, well, I would guess, 8 or 10 more in the next 5 to 8 years.
What do you think the prospects are?
Good. I think we have two coming on right now, engineering. We have about three or four in the planning stages, and I think they fit our mission. We can do it without a great deal of added dollars to the equation. So I think we will see program growth.
Can I have a history major?
No history major. No, not yet.
Some faculty and staff have said, though, that they are concern, and you've addressed this in a couple of emails, that their particular program doesn't fit within the polytechnic model, and I'm sure you continue to hear that.
Yeah, I do, and they all fit, actually. You know, I think this is a pretty broad umbrella. And again, we're trying to build on who we are and not who someone else is. And so if Cal Poly does not have a program that we have, we don't care about that, or vice versa. We're building upon who we are, our program strength, and that's going to be the way we develop this polytechnic image.
Here's the third misperception, that we're going to change our name.
Absolutely not. We are not going to change our name. You know, Stout is an historic figure, in many ways a visionary of the late 19th century.
He was.
And I think that we're dedicated to maintaining his name at this university because what we're doing is what he believed in. I think if he were alive today, Doug, sitting where you are, he'd say the polytechnic is a very, very good idea because it clearly identifies that we're going to solve real-world problems based on applied research at UW-Stout.
And that's what a polytechnic university
exactly
is.
Exactly right. That's exactly right.
The business community certainly seems to have embraced this idea. We went to the Board of Regents meeting with the endorsement of a lot of groups, economic development groups, et cetera. Why do you think that they're so sold on the polytechnic idea?
Well, I think they see the utility of it. They see the applied nature of it. They see the fact that we bring young people in here, or older people, and we wed theory and practice. They leave here not having to learn what they, on the shop floor, what they must do, or at a corporate level. They know what to do because we provided them the lab-based programs, internships and co-ops, wedding theory and practice all the time. So that's why they like it.
Yeah. Now that the board's acted, I've always said that the hard work really starts.
That's right.
Because, I mean, we have to make this, and working with everybody on campus, part of the culture. What do you intend to do? What would you like UW-Stout to do to build on this designation? How should we use this?
Well, I think, number one, I think we have campus buy-in. That was the first step. Get broad campus support for that. We've done that. Now the question is how to brand that uniquely and market that, and you're very engaged in the marketing committee. And we've engaged an outside consulting group to help us down that path. So now it's a question of how we develop some good taglines for this, develop an image of who we are that we can sell readily to, again, to our stakeholders, the politicians, the corporate leaders, business leaders, who are obviously our new students coming in. And so that'll be the goal. And it won't happen overnight. I want to emphasize that. But I think in 5 years, we'll look back and say, boy, we did something good. We're going to have more grant money, more NSF money, more private money. So we're going to use this to leverage our image against more dollars to support what we're doing here.
You've talked a lot about UW-Stout being an already good university, and you hope that this polytechnic designation helps your plans to make it a great university.
Well, there's a very good book by Jim Collins called From Good to Great, and what he argues is that it's rather easy to be a good organization, but good will stand in the way of great, so you have to rethink what good means to you and even perhaps modify that to become a very great organization. And we are on that path. We are looking at different things internally. We're going to change some things, not all. But I think in 5 years or 8 years, we'll see those steps being taken are very, very positive to becoming a very great university.
You've talked before about a marketing/branding campaign. Why in this day and age is it important for a university to do a marketing branding? I mean, years before, universities didn't have to advertise. They didn't really have to go out and sell themselves.
Well,
why is that important?
There's phenomenal competition out there. The virtual universities, the for-profits, the privates, the globalization issue worldwide, the competition from India and China. We have to differentiate who we are from other schools and showing value added to who we are and why students should come here. And that's going to be the great challenge for schools in this country the next 10 years, is find that real good brand, that niche brand for who they are. Otherwise, you're vanilla. Otherwise, all schools say the same thing. We're friendly, we're open, we love students.
Applied learning.
But
hands-on.
You got to demonstrate that you're different, and we're doing that.
Let's talk about some other issues. Recently, you met with the chancellors of UW-River Falls, UW-Eau Claire, and the president of the Chippewa Valley Technical College, and you signed an agreement that basically pledges those institutions to work together to mold their curriculum to make sure that we're meeting the needs of the workforce in western Wisconsin, northern Wisconsin, and the rest of the state. Is this just some agreement that's just going to sit on the shelf and collect dust, or do you think people are really going to... Employers going to see a difference, students going to see a difference?
I think the four schools are dead serious about this. I just make a point that we have for over 30 years worked well with the technical colleges and accepting credits, working on them with partnerships to serve industry. Since 1992, we have had a federal grant of money with five partners from the tech colleges working on tech transfer issues with corporations.
Right.
Now we're bringing in River Falls and Eau Claire. If you look at it in one way, and this is what the chancellor at Eau Claire said, if you add up all the students we have, these four schools, and all the faculty, we have an applied research university of 40,000 students right here in the valley.
See, what else is 40,000 in the state?
Yeah, all right, that's right. So we have a powerful educational tool. So I think we're dedicated to applying our resource base to helping the Valley really, really grow.
And they've also signed an agreement to work, you talked before about research, to work where the faculty and staff is going to try to combine as much as possible from those four institutions on research
as
well.
We have some cooperative programs right now, so faculty can get together from River Falls and Eau Claire and CBTC and us and look at research projects.
And this could maybe contribute to more kinds of programs like we're seeing right now with NanoWrite, with NanoSTEM, et cetera, where obviously all the universities are working together.
That's right.
You recently appointed the Dean of the College of Technology, Engineering, and Management, Bob Meyer, to a new position in your office. This is something we haven't had before. Can you explain a little bit what Bob Meyer's
doing? Well, Bob has done a marvelous job as a member of the faculty, engineering faculty here, and then the dean of CTEM here for the last 7 or 8 years. And one of his great strengths is outreach. So Bob's going to step down from being the dean. He's going to take over all outreach for tech transfer, and then also to work the delegation in D.C. for money to help us penetrate agencies, to tell our story about needs, to apply for those grants. He'll help us knock on corporate doors for donations or in-kind contributions. We must have more extramural funding at Stout to make this work well. And Bob will play a major role in assuring that we have access to more dollars outside the state dollars.
This is something you didn't have to worry about 19 years ago.
That's right. Not at all. Well, not very much, no.
Why is it because of just the changing kind of resource mix, or is it what you went back to, what you were talking about before with the competition?
It's that. It's the fact that states and the federal government have really, in a very, in a planned way, I guess, they have disengaged from higher education. So we see the state support for higher ed go from, say, roughly 43% when I came here in 88 to about 30% today. The federal money has gone from, you know, grants for scholarships to loans for scholarships. So we must have that margin of excellence that now we don't have if we're going to really become a first-rate school. And every school must do about the same thing. So that competition, too, will be very, very, I think, harsh. And we have to make sure that our value added, say, to NSF, is understood so we get our fair share of the grant money.
You hinted at this before, but can you talk a little bit about where this process of realignment of programs and colleges stands, and where you think it may end up?
Yeah, we're looking at the 21st century. You see, when you go out into the workforce and talk to young people out there, talk to those leaders out there and business people, they need people with multi skills. The skills aren't achieved by going into one major. As someone said, the boundary lines of the disciplines are kind of fuzzy now, so they're merging. So I think that we have to make sure that we're on the edge of that, understanding that, and programs should be aligned so that there's an interface between the skill sets, say, in graphic arts communication and perhaps graphic and design, or between packaging and graphics, or between all the management programs we have at Stout. You know, do we need a school of management? I've raised the question, should we have a school of management at Stout? Should we have a school of art and design at Stout? Should we have a STEM school at Stout? That's adjusting the disciplines a bit, and it will allow more collaboration. So we're trying to get a sense of the alignments that fit naturally for the 21st century.
What's going to be the role of faculty and staff and how you move forward towards this
realignment? Deep discussion. We've already engaged them in looking at principles of alignment. This summer they'll be engaged deeply with us in a retreat talking about potential models for the alignment. In the fall we'll come back with what we discovered at the retreat, what we lay out to the faculty and staff, ideas that we have, let them discuss this, refine this. And hopefully by December, January, we come to an agreement, and then by July 1 of 2008, we put our alignment plan in place.
Thank you. We're now at the end of our first issue of About Stout. We hope you enjoyed the time you spent with us and found it informative. Our plan is to do a show every month, so please come back and we'll keep you informed about Stout.